Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Caroline, you should tell them about the newest thing that Bloody Happy Hour is doing.
A Patreon.
It's a Patreon. What is that?
That means you're basically like a VIP member, and there's two different levels that you can, you know, subscribe to, and you get some perks. You maybe get like merch a little earlier. You get
exclusive merch.
You could get first dibs on signing up for a live show. You get episodes with no commercials.
You get our video because our video is no longer available on YouTube. It is only on Patreon. And the most important to me is you get videos of our live shows. So if you are far away and you couldn't make our last live show, it will be on the website. We're going to record this future live show. It's going to be on Patreon, but also bonus episodes each month. You guys tell us all the time you want more episodes. This is a way for you to get more episodes. So you're going to get our basic Tuesday, Thursdays that we always put out, right? But if you're on a Patreon, you're VIP, you're going to get more.
I can't wait to talk about in detail some more stories because I always have a lot of details I want to go to. I can law-splain. I might read a book.
They just unsubscribed. This is also going to be the exclusive place that Dirty Chat is going to go to. So if that is breaking some of your hearts, just go ahead and subscribe now. In order to hear the full content, it's going to be Patreon. Where do they go again?
Patreon.com/bloodyhappyhour.
Don't forget to
stay aware,
stay alive,
and always be DTF.
Hey y'all, I'm April.
And I'm Caroline.
And this is your Bloody Happy Hour. Caroline, are you ready for this?
This is your newest guilty pleasure.
It's the bloodiest part of your week.
Did we say something about it also being happy hour?
Show did.
Because we're about to be sipping on some murder. Bloody happy hour.
Hey y'all, this is April.
And this is Caroline.
Bloody happy hour.
Welcome. We're back. We're back and we're back.
Thursday,
we're thirsty. We, we're getting ready for some big stuff. Now, we record this probably, a week before you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
So we are currently preparing for the big eclipse. So yes. You might not even hear this episode because the world may end.
Or
may have ended. It may already be ended.
We might be, yeah. Without electricity for a long time, we can't upload it.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you if you don't have electricity. I don't know. I can't see the future, but I feel like it's going to be bright. But I don't know. It might be very dark, at least
for
4 minutes.
The answer is love.
The answer, let's just spread the word that the answer is love.
Yeah. We just heard that from an inside source.
We have an inside source that told us that, and if you're here and you're listening to this, that's the answer. Okay, but you know, unfortunately for Gypsy Rose, the answer was not love.
Oh, it didn't last very long
because she is no longer with her baby daddy or not baby daddy. I don't even know
what
he was.
Husband,
mother, mother, brother. I mean, it looks like her mother, and it could be her brother, but apparently it was her husband. I guess he just, you know, wasn't doing it. So she went on to old Pete Davidson. Yeah. April Fools. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Allegedly. But no. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. You are not going to pull Pete Davidson and his asset.
Yes.
That he has, apparently.
BDE.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Poor Gypsy. Maybe
I mean, I didn't see this coming at all. Ever. Not even once.
Mm-mm. You know, I heard a fun fact years ago is that for every 35 pounds a man gains, he could lose an inch of penis. And her husband was kind of big, so maybe lost too many inches.
How does that happen? What did
I think? It just folds up in your stomach. Oh,
it's
fat.
It's folded up in the crevasse. In the crevasse of the fupa.
In the fupa.
In the fupa.
Fupa.
You know, the first time I heard about a fupa was I was at Dairy Queen in the drive-thru, and somebody was like, that lady has a fupa. And I was like,
what is that?
It's a fupa.
Yeah.
It was like my family. They corrupted me about the fupa. I was like, oh, my gosh.
One of the coaches told me about it one day after school, and I was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, okay.
Fat upper area.
Yeah.
Okay. We just had about 30 minutes conversation before we started recording about the diddler. Did he do it? Did he do it? We want to know, guys.
Y'all think P. Diddy is guilty or innocent?
I think he's gay. I think he's bisexual. And apparently in the rap.
All the sexuals.
In the rap community, it's apparent. It's just like you are not gay if you're a rap.
Oh,
in the
that is... Black
hip-hop,
community.
Hip-hop community.
It's black community.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's this term, down low.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, this is bringing back all the East Coast, West Coast, like all the stuff. It's bringing back the Tupac. It's all
Biggie.
The things. Well, you know, when Homeboy, who just wrote that book, who got arrested. Oh, my gosh. What's his name? Keefy D.
Mm-hmm.
KVD. So he, you know, so he just got
arrested.
So he's in. So it's like all this stuff's coming out. But let's all go. Let's not forget about Cat Williams and what he
told
said.
Us all.
He done told us. He told us in January. Is that when
yeah.
he told us?
Yeah.
He told us in January that 2024 was going to be the year of reckoning, the year that everything's going to come out.
He named off people. He said TD Jakes, P. Diddy. I forgot. That's all I remember. We'll know as they go down.
Well, he talked about Kevin
Hart, but he wasn't a pedophile. I just talked about him being
yeah.
part of the
being
the gatekeeper,
being paid in order to get in order to have his career promoted or whatever, or like doing things to get his to get like why did he get to excel and this person didn't? Whenever mm-hmm. that person was more talented, but Kevin wasn't, and he's the one who's getting up here. Yeah. Oh.
Well, well, well.
All the things. And we've been talking about Dan Schneider, Nickelodeon, and all that stuff. Go watch the HBO documentary.
What's it called? Somebody
good
was.
Good question.
My friend Jennifer was telling me about that. So it's basically all the kids, little kids that were our child stars that got assaulted, right?
Yeah.
What did I watch about...
It's called Quiet on Set,
yes.
The Dark Side of Kids TV. Apparently there's 5 episodes. I think I've watched 2 of them. And it, you know, if you're our age, this is like... this is like
all the people we
all
watched.
The stuff. Like, I used to watch all that. I used to watch... I mean, I didn't watch like Amanda or whatever.
Bynes.
Yeah, but it talks about Amanda Bynes. It talks about Ariana Grande. It talks about Drake and Josh, which that's a little after my time. I'm a little too old for that. But it's pretty bad. But it's good to watch. 90s kids. Inside the abusive environment of the 90s kids. So, I mean, I want to know, I'm like, do I know any child stars? No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
What a okay. So, and then my last thing that I've been that I found out is the underground tunnels in the Disneyland parks.
You just found out about that?
Yes.
Oh yeah. That's where they traffic all those little kids.
I know.
I know.
And so it like how many kids have gone missing in these theme parks? And then the underground tunnels that they were probably taken to go get trafficked or sold.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did know is a couple years ago, there was this big bust, and it was Disneyland, Disney World, Universal Studios, all those. It was basically a pedophile ring bust where they caught like hundreds people with porn on their computer, on their phone, or just had pictures, and they were all workers at some of these theme parks. But if you think about it, where do pedophiles go?
To the kids.
Where the kids go. So you know.
And what do? They sniff their hair.
You just like know, the president. You know, if you're going somewhere with that is very, very kid friendly, there are some pedophiles around there. So people, they were security guards. They were working the rides. They were dressing up as Mickey Mouse and the princess.
They're
and,
at the Bippity Boppity Boop.
Well, yep.
Yeah.
They are all
being
there.
Autogynephilia. That's what they're doing. They are dressing as they're men dressing as women. What's that? That's what's happening everywhere.
Autogynephilia.
It's like the fetish of wearing women's clothing.
Who's doing that?
People who want men who want to wear women's clothes.
And they're pedophiles too, or you just brought that up? Is that connected?
Well,
or
would it- that's a it's like a fetish. Uh-huh. So whenever you have these men who are dressing as the princesses, who have like there was this one guy who was working at the Bippity Boppity Boo boutique, uh-huh. which is where the little girls go and they dress as princesses, little 5-year olds. I know a 5-year old who went there recently, and she was in the Bippity Boppity Boo boutique, and she, you know, they go and they meet the princesses, but then they have the workers at these places who are just like, well, welcome into the Bippity Boppity yeah. boutique. But whenever it's a guy with a mustache wearing a dress, that's awe. It's like, you know, it's just like the bearded lady at the circus. Like, yeah. It's just not, I mean.
So is that what happened in real life?
That's. Well, yeah. Yes.
At Disneyland, they let that happen?
No, yes. Yes. Oh, okay. I've seen videos of it, like a man working, wearing a dress with makeup on with his mustache. And he's like, hey, girls, you know, just doing the thing.
Just as Belle. Listen, I want Belle to look like Belle. I want Ariel to look like Ariel.
You know what solidified it was all the, there's this person running track who is not a woman, clearly a man. Get out of my sport.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm done. Go, do your fetish.
Yeah.
Leave it out. Don't try to come into women's sports. Yeah. That's a whole nother thing. We're gonna go back to murder.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hi, and welcome to Bustles and Bangers with your hostess, Rachel and Christopher.
I love it when you say my name.
And you didn't say hi.
I didn't. You just kept going. I'm going to introduce the book. I'm not reading it because I don't like reading.
Girls like cowboy butts, you know, and those jeans don't hide anything. Find us on Instagram at Bustles and Bangers or on RogueMediaNetwork.com.
Hey, I'm Blair.
And I'm Brittany.
And we're the host of
By the Cover Podcast.
We cover everything from mysteries, thrillers, romance, chick lit, and even some smut.
Don't forget the smut.
Yeah.
We're so excited to get this thing going and share this with you guys. We've been talking about this for months, and it's finally, finally happening.
Yes.
Special shout out to Rogue Media for helping us with this.
For sure. For sure. You can find us on Instagram at @BytheCover_podcast.
You can also find us on Facebook and TikTok. So don't forget to give us a follow on those two also.
We are so excited to dive into some of our favorite books and share those with you.
We can't wait. Hope you love it.
Where are we going today?
We're going to Maryland. So, have you ever worn the brand of clothing Lululemon?
I have maybe some pants.
Lululemon.
Is this the Lululemon murder?
Yeah, yes.
That was in Maryland?
Yeah, yes.
Why did I picture it in Austin?
I thought it was in California. I probably didn't read that far into it.
Yay! I'm surprised you waited 3 years almost to do this.
I know, but I felt like it was like over. Like I heard about it, I was like, and then I finally was like, oh, Let's do it because it's pretty cut and dry.
Okay.
So Janae, wait, I've already messed it up. Damn it. I'm going to listen. Go ahead and give me a bad review for saying the name wrong. I'm going to say names wrong. And you know what? It's fine. Jaina. I say sometimes say Jana, but it's Jaina, J-A-Y-N-A. Okay. Jaina. Jaina. Jaina Murray, a 30-year-old graduate student from Johns Hopkins University, accepted a job at Lululemon Athletica so she could be around other active people. And she was working on getting her Master of Business Administration degree.
Jaina was.
Jaina.
Okay.
She met 29-year-old Brittany Norwood while she's working at the store. And so, you know, people were like, yeah, they see, like, they're whatever. Just, there's no issue between them. Like, nobody knew of any kind of issue between them. So on March 11th, 2011, the two of them were working closing. So they were closing up the store at Lulu. And then on March 12th, the following day, this is the store in Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay.
Say it. Bethesda. Yeah, I had to pronunciate it. So the store is about to open. The manager goes, she goes to the front door and she's like, okay, I'm going to open for the day, do all the normal things. But she noticed that the door was unlocked and she was like, it's a little sus. So why is the door unlocked? Obviously we need to lock the door. But she looked through the window and she was like, oh, hell, there's some kind of situation here because the clothes were strewn everywhere. Mannequins are not like who you ain't gonna be knocking down a mannequin. Meh. Like we took all the time to set the mannequin up, put the clothes on the mannequin, and you should knock it down. Obviously we got a situation.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So
she's probably thinking it's been a break in.
Yes, she is thinking that. And she's like, okay, there's something happening. Clothes everywhere, racks everywhere, everything. So she thinks there's a break-in. And then it's like some guy, I don't know, she approaches a guy walking nearby. I'm like, I wouldn't. But anyways, she asks this guy, she's like, oh my gosh, can you help me look inside? Because it looks like something's here. Just can you protect me while
and it was probably him.
That's what I thought, and it wasn't, you know, and I thought the same thing. But so she was asked this guy for help, like, hey, like, can you walk with me as I go through the store? And they see these like bloody footprints. So they follow the bloody footprint trail, leads them into a hallway, into the back where they see a woman lying face down in a pool of blood. It was Jaina.
Okay.
It was Jaina Murray, one of the store's employees, and it was clear that she had been a victim of this violent assault and murder. She had been dead for a few hours at this point, and there was another employee, Brittany Norwood, who was in the bathroom, and she was lying on the floor. So at this point, they call 911, obviously, right away. And she's like, there's two people in the back of my store. One person seems dead, and the other person is breathing. Okay, so Jaina is lying face down in a pool of blood. She has a rope around her neck, a crushed skull, and more than 320 injuries.
Is that a typo?
No.
Oh.
Don't
overkill.
Think it was a typo. And so that was Jaina. She's found with like, it's like, I'll tell you the wounds or what was used to give her these 320 injuries. Brittany, other girl, is found with dried blood on her face. Her hands and ankles were bound with zip ties. And she had superficial wounds on her hands and body. And her pants were slit at the crotch.
Oh, okay.
So when police arrived at the scene.
But still alive, no stab wounds, no.
Superficial.
Okay.
Police arrive and they like get Brittany loose and everything. And they're talking to her and they're like trying to find out the details about what happened. And she said that her and Jaina had been, you know, on the schedule to close, do closing shift the previous night, that the two of them had, they did everything they normally would. But after they left, Brittany realized that she left her wallet inside the store.
Okay.
Okay. So Brittany leaves the wallet in the store and she calls Jaina because Jaina had the keys. And of course, I'm sure Jaina's just in the parking lot and she's like, "Hey, oh, hey, girl, I just left my wallet. Like, help me out." So they get let back. Jaina gets them let back into the store. And this, the store's alarm system shows, like, confirms this timeline, as far as like when the store closes and everything, and shows that the door had been unlocked again after 10 p.m. and then shortly after. Yeah, it was, so it was unlocked just right after that. So they had confirmed like what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany tells police that unidentified men wearing ski masks had followed her and Jaina into the store when they were going to get the wallet.
Okay.
And so they follow in the store and the men, like, they overpowered them and they start violently attacking them. They were sexually assaulting both of them. And this is Brittany. She says that they called her racial slurs, but they let her live because she was more fun to have sex with.
Quote unquote.
Ma'am. Ma'am. I'm going to need you to just leave that one little phrase out. Uh-huh. Just leave it out. Like, you
might have got away with it.
At that point, you screwed the pooch, okay? Police initially thought that this chick, Brittany, was a victim. But now they're kind of thinking a little sus. They're like, so you're more fun of his sex. Okay, like, why did you need to even say that? So they start doing this manhunt. They're looking for the perps. They're talking to the stores across the street. There's like an Apple store across the street. You know, it's just like mm-hmm. one of these shopping centers where there's all these stores. Kind of like, in my head, I picture like the Domain or something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're starting this manhunt. They're looking. They're like, has any customer seen these guys with ski masks? Did anybody see anybody with a ski mask? Like, does anybody match this description of what she's giving?
Does anybody have a camera?
I mean, come on now. And this is, they start getting a little suspicious. And then Detective Dimitri Reuven, he questions Brittany several times. And he says, like, later, there's like this little voice in the back of my head that says something just is not right by the way that Brittany is describing these guys, because she's describing them as saying they're racist, they're rapists, they're robbers, they're murderers. And
you can't be all of them.
You can't. I mean, all of them. So he's like, and it's the worst human being that you could possibly describe, right? Mm-hmm. That, like, that's probably the worst,
yeah.
I would think. And they said, like, each time that she spoke to police, she had a little bit of change in her story. Her story changed a little bit, changed a little bit, changed a little bit.
Hey, she's traumatized.
She is traumatized.
She's
forgetful. There were some inconsistencies. Yeah. And she told police that she had never been in Janae's car. Like, why would she have been in her car? They're not, like, besties or anything. They just are coworkers, and they just seem to not... They seem to just barely know each other. I don't know. But why was there blood? Why was her blood in Janae's car?
And it wasn't Janae, because Janae's dead.
Mm.
She didn't walk to her car and then go back and die in this.
Why
studio.
Was it found on the door handle and the gear shift and the steering wheel?
Oh, she drove a girl's car.
Okay, but why was it on there, April? Let me tell you why. The investigators were like, there were some things that did not make sense. Janae's injuries were consistent with this kind of vicious attack that she had described. And she had, all 320 or 30 wounds. And they found out that they had come from five weapons.
Oh, hell.
5 weapons.
A box cutter.
Police could not find, or they police could not think of any reason why a pair of violent attackers would carry out such a brutal attack on one person and not the other. But maybe because the sex was so much better.
Yeah, but even though they're racist.
But they are racist.
And you may be confused by the names, because I was when I listened to this, because I thought Brittany was the white girl and Janae was the black girl. But it's actually vice versa.
Yes. It is. It is. It is. And they're like, why was this one like so brutally murdered? And then this one was left with like cuts and bruises. And, well, I mean, I guess you're tied up with a zip tie. How did you get tied up with zip ties? I guess we'll find out. So, even though she has these inconsistencies, she still says that they were raped. But there's no forensic evidence that either of them had been sexually assaulted. And the only sign was that there was a hole that was deliberately placed in the crotch of her pants. And it was clearly... She cut her own hole in her pants.
And she wasn't even down for whatever, because she could at least took off her pants.
Yeah.
She wasn't even willing to go all the way. She's like, well, let me just let it air out a little bit and just put a little slit right there.
So then the police are like, it is obvious that you are trying to make this, the police believe that this was a sexually motivated crime. Okay. And... there were also like a ton of these bloody footprints that were inside the store. None of them led to the store's exit. And there was also no sign that the attackers had left the store at all. Mm. And even that, what was more weird is the bloody footprints had come from a pair of men's shoes. Okay, which had been taken off and abandoned inside the store. And then there was another set of footprints that were made with another pair of men's shoes. But those shoes had belonged to one of the victims, Brittany. So.
Oh, okay.
She had on big men's shoes, like a big pair of shoes.
So she has big feet.
I think she had on oversized men's shoes to make it look like.
Uh-huh.
And then she ended up putting on her shoe. It's just all.
She tried.
She's really trying.
She tried.
It's all real sus, and she's really trying. So they're still searching. They're still trying to put the pieces together. And they're like, maybe we can get some witnesses to like see these two masked assailants. I mean, this is like some Carly Russell shit. And so they're like, we're trying to find these masked assailants, even if they existed. And they spoke to two employees at the Apple store that was next door. And the employees were like, yeah, like we heard some like arguments coming from inside the store, but we just thought it was like some drama, like not a big deal, whatever. But they like, we didn't think it was like any kind of attack. We just thought people were arguing or whatever. Mm. but they did say that they're like, we know we didn't hear any male voices. It was like female voices. And so they're like, yeah, it sounded like it was between two women. And they said that one of the women had been saying, quote, talk to me. Don't do this. Talk to me. What's going on? Then there had been sounds of screaming and loud banging noises, which sounded like somebody was being hit. And then they heard a quieter voice saying, God help me. Please help me.
Oh, my goodness.
And at the time, the Apple store manager had, like I said, just thought it was just drama. Like, I don't know. Never been in that situation. So early in the hours of this investigation, police obviously thought she treated this Brittany as a victim. But then the more information that was coming out and all the stuff, they're putting the pieces together and they're like, she ain't a victim. So whenever Brittany was found, she had been lying on the bathroom floor, supposedly drifting in and out of consciousness. This is what she told them. She's laying there. She's in and out of consciousness. She doesn't know what's going on since the attack. But she didn't have any serious injuries that could have led to her losing consciousness.
Mm.
Hmm. Also, in she had one wound that was on her forehead, and they were like, well, that's a lie, because a forensic expert analyzed that the pattern of blood that was coming out of her forehead, it had dripped downwards in a straight line, showing that she had been standing or sitting, not that she was lying down. Because if you're lying down, it's going to drip sideways.
Yeah.
And so if you're standing up, it's going to drip down. So little things like that, I mean, goes a long way, bro. Yeah,
it does.
You might need to do a little bit more. Yeah. So she spent, yeah, so they find that and they're like,
red flag number 14.
Yeah. So the police locate Janae's car. Okay, so go back to the car. It has all the hurt stuff on it, which is parked 3 blocks away outside of a farmer's market. They find a significant amount of blood inside the car, which belonged to 2 people, Janae and Brittany.
Well,
because Janae's injuries were so severe, it was impossible for her to have driven the car after the attack, obviously. So the only person that could have left the blood inside the car was Brittany. And when she was confronted about this evidence, she eventually told police that she had been forced to move the car by the masked men.
You know, they were trying to set up the crime scene. It makes sense, Caroline.
They told her that
if she squint real hard, it makes sense.
It does. And I'm squinting and I'm making all the sense. They told her that if she did not return to the store within 10 minutes, that she would be killed. But they also were like, you have to move the car. But if you don't come back in 10 minutes, you're going to be killed.
And okay. She came back.
Okay. So it's just another detail that did not make sense to the investigators. Why would the attackers insist on Janae's car being moved if they wanted it to be moved? Why didn't one of them move it themselves? Brittany did not have answers to that. She did not have any credible explanations. Brittany be knowing nothing. And she told the police she was just too scared to make a run for it. Like, why would you not? If you are in the car driving away, why do you not just leave and go call the police? Whatever. But she's too scared.
Stop.
Let me tell you. I can't whenever even. You find out why she did this, you're going to be real mad. Y'all all going to be real mad. So she says she was too scared to make a run for it because she knew these two men. Because the two men knew where she lived.
Oh. Did they get her ID?
Maybe.
Did they look at the employee records? I think they did.
You know, they did all the things.
Yeah.
And she thought that if she had just driven Janae's car to safety, the men would have hunted her down and killed her. So she couldn't drive to safety. She just had to go move the car. I don't even know why she's moving the car.
They were going to get the rest of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes.
And they were going to come
racist rapists
burn her across in her yard.
Yes.
And hang her from the tree.
Yes. But you know what? On March 18th, 2011, 1 week after Janae's death, Brittany was arrested.
1 week later?
1 week later. She was arrested, and then the police unraveled the truth about what really happened on that night. And let me just tell you, the masked men who broke into the store never existed.
Oh, you don't say.
Mm-mm. Instead, Janae had died after a petty argument with Brittany. Before leaving the store that evening, Brittany and Janae had followed the usual security protocol. And that included both women checking one another's bags.
Oh, she's a thief.
For any Lululemon merchandise. So while Brittany's searching Janae's bag, she finds a pair of Lululemon pants, which had not been paid for. Believing that a coworker was trying to steal in the past, Janae placed a phone call to the manager and said that she would deal with the theft the next day.
Wait. Brittany was stealing.
Okay. So they're both looking in the bags. That Janae is like, bitch, you got some pants in here you didn't pay for. And then Brittany's like, and Janae's like, well, I'm Maybe just don't be a snitch as well. I mean, be a snitch, but just I would be like, oh no. Yeah. And then I'd be like, bro, manager, this bitch be trying to steal stuff. I'm going to take a picture of it because I'm thinking. So, yes, that's the whole thing. But if you know the protocol, why are you trying to steal it?
Yes, it's stupid. She must have been a kleptomaniac. She could not control it.
I think you're right. Because
there was a past, wasn't
there? Yes, yeah. Yes. So she was like going to call the manager. The manager said, I'll deal with it the next day. And so then that's why whenever they had left and Brittany was like calling, oh, I forgot my wallet, because that's when she was like, oh, shit, I got to kill this bitch now because now she knows that I stole a pair of pants.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Awful. And so that's when she was like, hey, can you unlock this door? Let's go back in to get the wallet. She agreed. And Brittany attacked Janae with a hammer, a knife, a metal bar, box cutters, and a wrench to inflict hundreds of injuries. She hit Janae in the head so hard that her spine was broken, her skull was shattered. Once Janae was dead, Brittany then decided to stage the crime scene, hoping that police would believe Janae had been killed in a robbery. She put on a men's size 14 sneakers to leave blood trails around the store, threw clothing and cleaning supplies all around the store, knocked over the mannequins to make it appear that the store had been ransacked. Finally, Brittany tried to make herself look like the victim, but she couldn't quite bring herself to injure herself as extensively as she had injured Jaina, and instead she used a knife to cut her forehead, and then she used the zip ties to tie her wrists and her ankles.
Where did the car come in?
I don't even know.
I don't think they ever clarified it. She was going to run?
Who knows? Maybe.
And changed her mind? That has to be it.
Or maybe she just needed to add it to the story to make... I couldn't tell you.
I think that she probably panicked and ran. But why would you not get in your own car? She have a car? And then was like, oh, wait, they're just going to know that I killed her and stole her car. So let me go and stage the crime scene.
Exactly. Okay, there's one other part. Let me tell you about
this.
Okay, so. I want to get to where it talks about. Oh, okay. Oh, so she had sat in the car for 90 minutes trying to come up with the plan.
But in Janae's car, right?
Yes. To cover up the crime. So that's what she did. She did the murder, and then she went to the car. She's like, oh, shoot. Okay, let me think of a plan. So that's what she was... Yeah, she needed to think of a plan. She took money from the cash register in order to stage this... In addition, she did that.
Uh-huh.
Throughout the investigation, it was revealed that Brittany had a habit of stealing and lying. She had previously left a hair salon without paying for services after claiming someone has stolen her wallet out of her bag.
Oh, crook.
Her former soccer teammate said she was my best friend in college. We had a falling out because the girl was like a klepto.
Oh, yeah.
She had stolen money and clothing from me. And then apparently the managers had suspected that she was shoplifting, but they said they couldn't fire her without direct proof. Mm-hmm. Then after there was a 6-day trial in January 2012, her defense team did not deny that she had killed Janae, but they did argue that the murder was not premeditated. They're like, it was not premeditated.
I would agree with that.
Right. They successfully argued that.
It's not capital murder, right?
That the stolen leggings were irrelevant to the trial. It was hearsay, whatever, blah, 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 blah. They said that there was no motive. It was not premeditated. And it was a crime of passion. I guess you get in the moment and you're like, oh, shoot, she's caught me stealing this pants. Let me kill her. I don't know.
No.
The jury didn't fall for it. The jury did not fall for the defense's trickery. And according to one juror, so they said, I asked who thought it was first degree, and everybody's hands went up. First degree murder. So Brittany Norwood was found guilty of first degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. She was sent to Maryland Correctional Institution for Women.
How many years?
Life.
Oh, life.
Yeah. Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy said of Brittany Norwood, her cunning and ability to lie is almost unparalleled. Though Norwood will likely be behind bars for the rest of her life, those involved in the case will never forget the brutality of the Lululemon murder.
I remember hearing that for the first time, and I was like, what? This is the reason?
I know. Like, what? Because you wanted a pair of pants?
That you probably had a 50% off discount anyway?
Exactly! Oh, by the way, it took the jury 21 minutes.
And that was probably including a bathroom break. And they ate their snack.
Yes. They're like, all right, let's try to make it look like we actually are thinking about doing something.
And okay, then after 21 minutes, they're like, let's just go.
Like, you know what? I'm tired. I actually don't want to eat this food. I want to go have a real dinner. Can we just, she guilty.
Guilty.
She guilty.
And I don't even know why things like that even go to trial. Like,
I want to know, because they don't plead guilty.
I know, but why, like, Brittany, why? Why wouldn't you plead guilty and you might have had the possibility of parole? You know what I mean? Like,
at least claim insanity or something. Moment of insanity? You weren't even insane. But I want to know how she got all these. She just had all these five weapons in her car? Is she just a weapon?
They probably had, what was it?
Box cutters.
Those are there to open up the boxes. What else? A wrench? All that stuff is probably there in the.
Okay, a hammer.
There.
Why would they have a hammer? Oh, they like nail stuff to the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. So a hammer, a knife, a metal bar to hang the clothes on, maybe.
Yeah.
Box cutters. And okay. So just probably stuff that you use, like tools around.
But did the bitch go around looking for these things?
I guess. But like, why you gotta hit her so many times? Like, that many, like, and nobody, that's a lot of work. And then you have to go, find zip ties and zip tie your own stuff. And all you do is like, oh, let me hit myself in the head. Ma'am. And yes, exactly what you said, that I didn't know, I didn't know the races of these people. Uh-huh. I didn't know anything. And then whenever I was researching it, and it was like, there were racial slurs. And I was like, is this like a, black on black, black on white, why don't, like, what, who's, where's the slurs coming in? And then I thought the victim was a black person, and, well, the Janae was black and Brittany was white, and it was opposite.
Yeah. Yep. And nobody really gives a shit, but it's like, what happened to Brittany to where this much violence comes out? Like, 320 times is excessive with no motive.
Why are you so rage? Is there a link
between being a kleptomaniac? Like, I want to know the psychology behind kleptomania.
Okay, for any psychologists out there who are listening, we know one for sure, but she may skip that. We never know who's going to listen. But if you are currently listening and you are some kind of psychologist, Is there a link between a kleptomaniac
and violence?
Is it just like you just are? I don't know. That's just over. Like, why the overkill? I had friends in high school who would like steal clothes from the mall, and like they would get caught, but they would just like come home.
Yeah.
They didn't go like kill anybody.
I bet in her life she had been in trouble by it so many times, like this was probably the last straw.
Yeah. Mom, she had probably just gotten in trouble, like, I guess
the day before.
Yeah.
Oh, it's goodness. Yep, that's a story. It's a great story, but it pisses you off because it's like,
it's
what?
So stupid.
Give me a better reason.
God, like, at least, please, like, have, like, at least a boyfriend cheating scandal or, like, something to, I don't, like, Lulu leggings? I mean, I know they're good leggings. I know they're soft. They're butter soft. And they last. But I do not think I'm going to kill anybody over my how many leggings?
No.
I mean, I'm missing a pair right now. Maybe I'm going to go out and do some stuff about it.
Ugh. Good story. And a quick one.
Yep.
That was probably quicker than our quickie.
I don't know. Could have been.
All right. Hope y'all loved it. If you did, go on and send us a review on Apple.
Right. Review, subscribe.
Do it all.
All the things.
We will see you hopefully after the eclipse.
Oh, hopefully.
If you are in Waco, you better stay inside the house on Monday.
Even though you're hearing this after Monday.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you stayed. I hope you survived. We hope you survived.
Hope you have some groceries. Caroline, get some groceries.
Oh, I ain't got shit in my fridge.
Get you some groceries. My dad went to Walmart and the HEB last night and said that the shelves already like...
Oh, bear. Great. Well, you know what? I'm not going anywhere to get any kind of food out to eat because, I mean, it's
going to be too
so
busy.
No, everything's just so expensive.
Yeah. Is that why you walked out on your tab the other day?
Oh, hell no. That was not
what
me.
What happens to be famous.
That was not me. That was not
somebody
me.
Somebody pulled a dirty chat.
Somebody said when they you... paid for it and they didn't.
Was
and
it
since
dirty chat?
I'm famous, they called April. This is your bonus. This is your bonus if you made it this far through the episode. And they're like, I think your friend just left with the pizza. And I was like, yeah, I did just leave with the pizza. And I was told they paid for it. And I was like, here's my card. I'm not trying to, like, if I ever do, I don't, you know me. I'm like, No. I sent her my card so fast.
Can you get in touch with Caroline and let her know she walked her tab at Shorty's, please? And I said, oh, Lordy, okay. And she says, LOL, thanks. She can call me with the card number or whatever. And so I said, well, she said her friend said it was paid. She is sorry. Sending it now. So anyways, we sent it. But Caroline was just so trustworthy to send her card and a picture to me and to the waitress.
Because.
And just trusted we were going to delete it.
I don't even
She's
care.
She's not even learned her lesson from
You
dirty
will
chat.
Get literally nowhere with that card. There is no. I'm shocked it went through. Good Lord.
Love it. I was like, yep, only Caroline.
I cannot.
And you answered the phone when I called you.
Yeah, because I was like, because I didn't know what was going on. Oh, and so then I was like, oh, what's going on? What's happening? And then, like, I had no. I was pissed. I was like, no, that's not who I am. I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a thief.
A tab walker.
I'm not a tab walker.
You're not a...
I'm trying to go back. Like, I go there all the time.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to Shorty's Pizza. Sorry about that.
Shorty's. I can't.
That's funny. You were like, how the hell did they call you? And I was like, you know, I know everybody.
And I'm glad they did because
your picture would have been up
the
on the board.
The next time I would have gone, I'd be like, hey. They'd be like, man, you going to pay for your pizza? I'd be like, what?
Your picture would have been up on the board next time.
But that's a good, listen. I do love the pizza.
There. Yeah, it's good pizza.
I probably won't go back for a couple months because I'm embarrassed thinking I'd be stealing stuff. I'll go tonight.
Oh, all right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week with a whole new episode and a whole new quickie. And if you love this, send it to a couple of your friends so they can join the fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're off of work, join us for a drink every once in a while.
And maybe next time, listening. Shorties will sponsor our podcast.
Hmm. Here we go. You hear that, Chris? All right. Don't forget to
stay aware,
stay alive,
and always be DTF.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.
Oh, shit.